Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner. And who are you?
And I'm Anthony McCarthy.
The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the University of Maryland Transplant Program. Nearly 2,000 Marylanders are waiting for an organ transplant. The University of Maryland conducts research and performs procedures designed to optimize transplant rates and provide least invasive surgeries for organ donors. More information about the University of Maryland's transplant program and becoming an organ donor is available at umm.edu/transplant. Well, the Maryland State Legislature, the House, as a matter of fact, committee, voted 27-18 for a bill that was even stronger than the bill that was proffered in the Senate. It keeps the essential fingerprint licensing. It keeps fingerprint licensing in, and a 10-round magazine limit. The assault weapons ban continues and includes the AR-15, yes, which is one of the controversial guns that people talk about. Some people think should not be banned, but we'll talk about that as well. Gun dealer regulations and two new measures: gun owners have to report lost or stolen guns, and people who have probation before judgment for violent crimes are prohibited from purchasing guns as well.
And one more, banning cop killer bullets.
Banning cop killer bullets. Yes. So all that's in this bill. And the question is, there are a lot of people who say that this violates their Second Amendment rights, violates the right of people to have guns, and that it does nothing to take the guns off the street or the violence that takes place for the most part.
Or out of the hands of people who are committing crimes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So joining us here in studio, he didn't think he was going to be here. I thought he was going to be by phone, but he's here. Vincent DeMarco, president of Maryland's to Prevent Gun Violence. Vinny, good to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Brian Griffiths, not in studio, but joins us by phone, co-founder of Red Maryland, chairman of the Maryland Young Republicans. And Brian, I'm beginning to get complex here because you're always on by phone.
That's right. We want you here, Brian.
I'm a busy guy.
Who's not? So
I like to be with you in person.
So, Vinny, let's begin. I mean, you sent me an email the other night,
right?
Over the weekend, as a matter of fact, about this bill, which is one of the reasons we're doing the show today. And you were elated that this is where Maryland has gone. Talk about why.
Well, Governor O'Malley has proposed a real landmark life-saving measure that, according to experts at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, led by Professor Daniel Webster, will save lives by reducing gun violence. As you mentioned, the core of it is this fingerprint background check provision that will require gun purchasers, not gun owners, but handgun purchasers, before they can purchase a handgun, to go to the state police first, get fingerprinted and a thorough background check. And that has been shown in state after state that has it to reduce gun violence because of two things. Sometimes people will lie about who they are to get a gun. A criminal will get a fake ID or something like that and get a gun and use it for killing or other bad purposes. They can't do that if they have a fingerprint. They really know who they are and it will stop from getting guns. Secondly, one of the main ways guns get into the hands of criminals in Baltimore and all across Maryland and the country is by something called straw purchases, when someone who doesn't have a criminal background goes into a gun store and buys a gun for a criminal. And the experts tell us, and the data shows this, that when you have this fingerprint-based licensing, people don't do that. They don't go into a gun store to buy a gun for a criminal if they have to first be fingerprinted and go through the state police. The best example of how successful this is the state of Missouri, which had this law and in 2007 repealed it. And subsequently to that, there was a dramatic increase in the number of guns within the state being used by criminals and not having to come from out of state. And their gun deaths went up, while nationally gun deaths were going down. And even in region, gun deaths were going down in the Midwest. This will work. In addition, under leadership of Senator Brian Frosch from Montgomery County, there's a provision to allow the state to regulate gun dealers. Gun dealers are regulated primarily now by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which is understaffed, overworked, and really can't handle all the gun dealers across the country. As a result, and you know very well, Mark, about the situation in Maryland where one gun shop was under investigation for years and years and years, and it was clear that guns were going from their shop to criminals, and finally they were closed down, but it took so many years. We need to have our state police have that authority to close down these bad gun shops. This law will work. It bans assault weapons, which are weapons of mass destruction. It shouldn't be in our civil society. And magazines with more than 10 bullets. Those are the kind of magazines used in Newtown, in Tucson, and Aurora, and all these places with mass shootings. this is a good law, and 85% of Marylanders want fingerprint license of handgun purchasers, including, and I'll end with this, 68% of gun owners support fingerprint licensing of handgun purchasers.
And let's go to Brian Griffith. You're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those pieces of legislation where everybody gets to slap themselves on the back and act like they've done something constructive when realistically, you know, the score has not changed at all. I mean, what the only thing that's actually being done here is that the Democrats get to pat themselves on the back for taking away the rights of law-abiding citizens and doing nothing to actually combat the problem of illegal guns getting into the hands of criminals. It is shockingly naive to think that somebody who was already willingly going to purchase a handgun for a criminal and give that to somebody who is not legally allowed to purchase a firearm is going to be deterred by a fingerprint. Nor does this bill at all address the number of guns that are already on the street, nor does this bill address already illegal straw purchases done on the street on the black market already. This is basically all this bill does is create additional levels of bureaucracy and additional inhibitors to law-abiding citizens to execute their constitutionally given right to bear arms for self-defense. I mean, there is not one single crime that's going to stop being committed because of this law if it does, unfortunately, go into effect.
But, Brian, Anthony, let me ask you about some of the provisions, because I really do. I oftentimes wonder if we can find common ground on these very divisive issues like guns. And as much as we'd like to believe that it is black and white and the Second Amendment and those who are against gun ownership, but it really is more complicated than that. When we talk about magazine limitations, when we talk about cop killer bullets, aren't those the kind of things that people on the right and the left can agree? They really don't play any role in a civil society. These huge magazines with 30 and 40 and sometimes 100 rounds of bullets in them, what good does that serve in
a
civil society?
If you're a hunter, it's a very good thing if you have the ability to shoot without having to reload. If you've got somebody coming at you with 21 bullets and is trying to kill you and your family, having a magazine with 20 is a pretty good thing to have. Now, cop killer bullets, I will concede the point on cop killer bullets, because cop killer bullets are not something that should be, there should be more restrictions on that. And, you know, you can make an argument, constitutionally, you can make an argument that the right to ammunition is not restricted by the Constitution, but that's a side point.
The vast majority of Marylanders would agree with what Anthony said. You don't need to have more than 10 rounds in your magazine to hunt, to target shoot for self-defense. The mass tragedies that we have seen across the country are ones where these killers had magazines, 30, 100 rounds, were able to kill many people. And like in Tucson, where Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot, the man was stopped when he had to reload. And State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger from Baltimore County, who testified in favor of this bill, points out that in a Perry Hall school shooting, the kid who did that didn't have one of these high-capacity gun magazines, and he was stopped after he shot twice. And if he had one of these high-capacity gun magazines, we could have had a Newtown-type tragedy here in Maryland. We need to prevent these by stopping these guns from being sold, and this really is an important part of this law.
And these guns are already in circulation, and if you suddenly think that because you ban the possession of anything over a 10-round magazine just by passing a law, you know, that again is shocking naivete. One of the biggest problems that we have both in this state and in this country is the enforcement of already existing laws, both as it relates to gun possession and it relates to the prosecution of those who are committing a gun crime.
Well, you know, there's data here. There's data here, ladies and my friends. There's data. In 1994, the United States had a ban on assault weapons and magazines that could shoot more than 10 bullets at a time. There was a 70% drop in the use of assault weapons and crime nationally. And the Washington Post did this intensive study of Virginia and found that there was a significant drop in the use of high-capacity gun magazines in crime in the state of Virginia after the law took effect. The use of those magazines went up after the law elapsed. These laws work.
And as you know, after the assault weapons ban went out of effect in 1994, gun crime has continued to go down ever since. And that's been recorded in multiple places.
And one of the main reasons is because of the Brady Law, which has stopped criminals from getting guns. When you stop criminals from getting guns through background checks, That saves lives. And the further step that needs to be done is the fingerprint licensing. The state of New Jersey has had fingerprint licensing of handgun purchasers since 1966, and handgun purchasers are doing fine. Handgun owners support it overwhelmingly, and the New Jersey State Police will tell you they don't have straw purchases there.
Let me open the phones here and see what folks are thinking about this out there, about the gun laws being passed in the state legislature. We don't know what's going to end up in the Senate. That happens on tomorrow, right?
The House. House of Delegates.
The House tomorrow.
The House of Delegates already passed the Senate.
Then it has to go back to conference committee if it passes the House.
We hope the Senate will concur. We hope the Senate will concur.
I mean, of course, after that happens, you know, the litigation to act, you know, will begin in earnest after that.
You know, I think the Second Amendment is certainly going to not be at all affected by this law. And Attorney General Maryland has issued an opinion saying nothing in this law interferes with the Second Amendment. And in this decisions involving the Second Amendment, Justice Scalia made clear the state has the right. The states have right to protect their people with laws like this.
And as you noted in the Heller case as well, the individuals also have the right to bear and possess arms, which is unfortunately is something, you know, the Constitution. You know,
which we don't at all dispute.
That's the best rhetoric with the Constitution, unfortunately.
We don't dispute.
So, you know, we'll have to settle that out in the courts later.
Let's open the phones here, 410-319-8888. And Dave in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, Dave.
I'll keep it brief. I'd just like to say bravo to Vinny, and thank goodness. I mean, I'd like to get Brian's comment. I think we persons for gun control are too apologetic and maybe a little quiet, but to support a bushmaster when you've been in the area of the D.C. sniper and you read about an Adam Lanza, it's just, I mean, where is the passion from our side? I say bravo to Vinny and call your legislators. We really need this. And more.
Thank you, Dave. Dave,
thanks for your call.
The funniest thing about this legislation, what is a banned gun and what is not a banned gun, it's funny because you start dealing with cosmetics. It's not about whether or not the gun has a particular firepower. It doesn't matter whether it has, you know, there are specific pieces of weaponry that are listed in here, and whether it's banned or whether it's not banned depends on what kind of grip it has, what has this, whether it has a bayonet, you know, a bayonet mount or anything like that. I mean, this is not a serious piece.
You need a bayonet to hunt?
This is not a serious piece of legislation to actually combat gun crime. If we actually want to combat gun crime, and look, everybody on both sides of this issue thinks that gun crime is way too high, and I think we all can agree on that point. The problem is, instead of actually going after the problem and actually trying to prosecute criminals, taking money out of discretionary spending, which of course has gone through the roof, and putting that money towards police, putting that money towards prosecution, ending things like, you know, ending parole, creating mandatory minimums for ending parole, and creating mandatory minimums for using guns in the commission of a felony, those are serious solutions.
Let me go back to the phone show. I think one of the things does not get talked about in these conversations. I mean, as someone who has been a hunter, you don't need so you're not allowed to use automatic weapons when you hunt.
Right.
You're not supposed to use automatic weapons when you hunt, and you don't need 10 rounds in your rifle to take down a deer or whatever it is you're hunting. You don't need them. I mean, and I'm for people having the right to have guns. I'm not opposed to having guns in people's homes and people defending themselves. I'm there.
We're all in support of the Second Amendment right to bear arms and the states to protect their citizens.
Vinny, I would dispute and push back a little bit that I don't believe that everyone supports people's rights to have guns. I talk to people almost every day who definitely believe we should restrict, collect, get rid of guns in our
society. That's not our organization.
But that's not this organization.
That's not Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence.
Let's see what people out here are saying. A lot of people are calling in. I want to join this at 410-319-8888. Let's go to Ray on the east side of Baltimore. You're on the air.
Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence.
Go ahead, Ray. You're on the air.
Join us at 410-319-8888.
Ray, you got to turn down your radio. You're on the air.
Hello, Ray.
Ray? Oops. Let's go to Jennifer, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
yeah, hi Jennifer.
Hi there. I want to just say that I am for this legislation. I think it's really excellent, and it should not be watered down. I also believe in the Second Amendment. I think that's a right. However, I don't think that the Second Amendment, I think it's a right and a responsibility. Whenever you have a right, we do have a responsibility, too. And guns are dangerous and kill people, obviously. And I don't think that right trumps other rights. And that's what it feels like. We're looking at just that one right and not other things like the pursuit of happiness, to live in a safe and civil society. So that's one thing I feel really strongly about. I also just want to point out that not only do we have a lot of deaths from gun violence, but we have a lot of injuries.
Yes.
And a friend of mine was a nurse working in pediatric ER, and she said that it was just heartbreaking to see the children and the people that would come in injured. And in fact, talk about taxes and what the cost to society, 70,000 people a year are injured. That's beyond the deaths. And that is a cost, if you
want
to look at it
pay,
in economic
yes.
terms. Mm. And that, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, even if we cut down the deaths and the injuries by 10%, that's huge. And so, of course, we're not going to do it all from this legislation, but this is the right thing to do. And there's most of the people that I've been talking to feel that it's right and we should do it. We should pass it.
And, gentlemen, thank you. I'm going to go back to the caller who tried to call him before, but he lost his call. Ray, you're back on the air. Go ahead, please. Hey, Ray. You there?
Thank you. I'm going to go back to the caller.
Ray, turn down your radio, please.
Is this me?
Yes, you got to turn down your radio.
Hey, this is Ray, man. I'm from D.C., but my fiance lives in East Baltimore. I'm just amazed that we spent a lot of time talking about the Newtown Massacre or whatever that was, and I sympathize because I got two kids. But I look at the homicide rates between D.C. and Baltimore, and most of those are drive-bys or murders, which don't involve a lot of those multi-gun clips. But if you add up the numbers, they far exceed, you know, the 20-some kids that were killed. But I don't hear nobody really talking about that.
That's what we're talking about. This law is about that, Ray,
I'm going to let you respond. If I pull over on the corner of, Anthony, are you from Baltimore?
Yes, I live in Northeast Baltimore City, right near here.
Okay. If I pull over on the corner of, let's say, North Avenue and or Park Heights, somewhere up in there, and I put them guns on the speakers, they have no idea what you guys are talking about. They could care less what you're talking about. How do you reach them?
Well,
how do you reach the brothers over Southeast AC
we absolutely need to do that. But one of the things we also need to do is make sure that guns don't get into the hands of people who want to use them to kill. And states that have the fingerprint-based licensing that I'm talking about have lower gun deaths because there, frankly, are fewer people who will buy the guns for the criminals. It's just a fact, and it happens. And this is a critical piece, I think the core piece of this legislation, that will help deal exactly with the problem that you're talking about. And that's why the NAACP strongly supports it. That's why faith groups from one end of the state strongly support it, that have worked on this issue for many years. They know fingerprint-based licensing, regulation of gun dealers, and everything else in this law will save lives in Baltimore City. That's why the legislature is going to pass it this week.
But, Vinny, I think that one of Ray's questions, and my question too, I was taken to task by a state senator for my support of gun ownership. That's why I said I think that there are people who just don't believe in gun ownership. And I know that's not your organization.
It's not us.
But how does this impact the guns that are already – our city is awash in guns.
Right.
Handguns and those Saturday night specials.
The problem is that it doesn't do that. And that's the thing that drives me the craziest about this legislation, is the fact that the only people who are directly harmed – by this legislation are people who are legal citizens.
Harmed may be an overstatement.
Who wish to buy guns.
But Brian, the fact is many of the guns...
Please, Vinny, sorry, you talked a lot. I'd like to get a word in edgewise without you talking over me, okay? It's the fact of the matter is that no guns are being removed from the streets because of this. The only, you know, people who are buying their guns to commit crimes or who are involved in the drug trade or involved in gangs are not going to suddenly go to Walmart and get fingerprinted for a gun. And if you think that that's the case, then you have a shocking level of naivete about criminals and what they do and how they behave in order to obtain guns to commit crimes.
The fact is, states that have these laws have lower gun deaths. That is a fact.
Chicago has banned handgun ownership and gun ownership in general for 30 years.
And the guns used in crime come from outside of there. In states that have these laws, where there's a broader area, they have lower gun deaths because many, many of the guns used in crime are recently bought guns. guns that are bought by straw purchasers or through corrupt dealers. This law deals with both of them. It has saved lives in other states. It's going to save lives here.
And what you just admitted now is that the law that you're supporting is not going to do a darn thing to stop gun violence in Baltimore.
I said it's going to because it's going to stop the guns in the future that are going to would have killed people. The Brady Law stopped millions of people from getting guns because criminals were going into gun stores and buying guns and then before background checks. And we had background checks. Suddenly, we had a lot less people getting guns.
But you just admitted that straw purchases and other guns that are purchased and straw purchases in other places are going to come to Baltimore anyway. You just admitted that. So when there are less guns coming from your own state, you have less gun deaths.
But it's part of the problem that Brian's raising here. Let me just throw this out here. Then we'll try to get another phone call in before the end of the segment. Is that you can buy – there are two things nobody's talking about. A, you can buy massive guns in other states and sell them anywhere around the country. That's what happens in Arizona, Texas, where there's no limits on what you can buy, how many you can buy, and who can buy them, and where you take them from there.
That's a problem.
A. And B, you're talking about a $1 trillion arms industry selling guns here and across the world. Nobody's talking about that at all as part of this equation.
Well, you know, Congressman Cummings has introduced legislation, which we're supporting in Congress, to really put to make those gun trafficking a federal crime, which it's not right now. We need to deal with that. The fact is, states like New York and New Jersey that have the fingerprint licensing, very few of the guns used in crime come from that state. The states that the guns come from out of state. We need to do this nationally. That's very true. But they have lower gun deaths in those states because it's harder to get the guns outside of state than inside a state. Let's protect our citizens as much as we can, and let's do this nationally so we can protect everybody.
Of course, your statistics are completely wrong, because the fact of the matter is that we have seen through studies at Florida State University and through the Larry Klecks research down there is that states that allow gun ownership, particularly states that allow concealed carry permits, have lower instances of violent crime, rape, robbery, armed robbery, assault and battery, and yes, murder, than states like Maryland, which severely restrict our constitutional.
Actually, the rate for murders is not that low in Oklahoma nor Texas.
No,
you're allowed to carry a gun.
It's high in those states, and in Maryland, it's high because we don't have the fingerprint-based licensing. That's what we need to get our rates lower, like New Jersey and New York.
410-319-8888. Wow. Patricia, you're on the air.
Hi,
Patricia.
I just wanted to say that I thoroughly applaud Vinnie DeMarco's and Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence efforts to enact this common sense legislation to make our communities safer places to live and to work. We should be proud to be a leader in this effort. To Brian Griffith's point about non-parolable sentences, I want to point out, having had over 40 years in public safety, that there are laws on the books. One in point is that there is a 5-year non-parolable sentence for the use of a handgun in the commission of a crime of violence. And to your prior caller's points about the public health issue and the fact that our society has become so inured to gun violence that we tend to overlook the 200 people that are killed via gun violence in Baltimore City annually, not to mention the hundreds that are wounded in non-fatal shootings. I just don't understand truly how people can contest these measures that could be so effective if implemented. And this is a first step. This needs to be done nationally, but we can't sit back and say that because this may not be perfect, that we won't do it.
Well, Patricia, I'm sorry, we're just about out of time here, and I do want to thank you for calling in, all the other people for calling in. I want to thank Brian Griffiths for joining us, a co-founder of Red Maryland, chairman of the Maryland Young Republicans, and, of course, Vinnie DeMarco in studio here, president of Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence. We'll see how the vote goes in the House and what happens in the Senate. Thank you both
so much, Brian, for
being here.
Bye.
And we'll come back to guns, and there's a lot of things to talk about around the issue of gun purchases and violence and guns in our society, which we'll continue talking about. Anthony McCarthy.
Great to be with you, Mark, as always.
We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back from this brief break, we're going to hear a conversation with Karen Hoopert about her book on the 50 years of Gideon, what that means for our society, and why it's so difficult for people with no means to find lawyers. So we'll get to that conversation coming up next. On the way there, I want to remind you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. For the fifth year in a row, Maryland's public schools have been named number one in the country by Education Week magazine. Visit MarylandEducators.org to explore what it means to invest in our students, school construction and safety, and the educators' programs and services that make our schools a national leader. That's MarylandEducators.org. We'll be right back.